What's up? It's Angela Yee. It's Lip Service. And we got
Stephanie Santiago,
my co-host. Now let's talk about who else is here. Everybody introduce yourself.
I'm Mia Isabella. Nice to meet you.
I'm Coffee Singleton, owner of Coffee's Jella Bar. Nice to meet you.
What up? What up? I'm Justina Valentine, Jersey singer-songwriter.
All right. Well, let's get right into it because, you know, we always start off before we even get into your lives, okay, with a special tip of the week. Now, the tip for today is how do you handle the side chick? This is all in honor of Elena Whiteley and Victor Cruz. Apparently, she saw some messages. I guess he had a few side chicks and she put everybody on a group chat. And just called them out and said, y'all should meet each other. We're all effing the same guy. So if y'all want to take some notes or whatever. Now, I'm sure we've all had to deal with side chicks at some point. So everybody give your number one tip on how to handle a side chick. Mia, we'll start with you.
Get yourself some side dick.
Okay.
Very simple.
Okay. And let him know about it or secretly just for yourself.
Whatever you feel like doing. However you feel like handling it. Once he's caught, like, what can he say?
All right. What's he going to do?
Nothing.
For me, I think that you should just cut the chick. Just skip the talking,
Violence.
Skip the root chat. You should just cut her.
But what if it's not her fault and she
right.
didn't
What
know?
If she doesn't know?
She should still feel it. I mean, well, no, honestly, the last time I dealt with it, what I actually did do is I made her car feel it.
So you ruined her car?
I just keyed the whole side of her car real quick. And then when they, you know, she and he both called me out and I was like, I don't have any idea what you're talking about. If you have any video footage,
they're like, we have
please right. bring it to me. I'll be happy to, you know,
prove it.
Pay for any punitive damages or whatever it is. But yeah, just say you cut her.
Stephanie, I know Stephanie has some money.
For me, I kind of agree. I like you be friendly, like, oh, you know, I think we should meet and have lunch and
meet
and
with
talk
the side
about
chick?
It. Yeah. And then when she comes, beat her up.
Okay. Okay.
That's now, what I think.
Who pays for lunch?
No one. There's no
okay.
lunch.
There's no, oh,
there's no lunch.
Okay.
Okay.
The lunch is the knuckle sandwich okay. in your mouth.
Okay. I thought it was like a Last Supper and then you beat her up on a full stomach.
No,
okay.
no.
Well, Kathy, what do you do?
I'm not going to entertain her.
Hello.
Ignore her. She don't exist.
Pretty much. That's why she's the side chick.
I do feel like sometimes side chicks do want some attention, though.
Yes.
So, but what if they don't know?
Right.
Like, it's not
and
fault.
That's the thing. Stephanie done beat this girl up, right. you know? And Justina done keyed up her car. And she had no idea she was a side chick.
No, she did.
She's a victim.
She,
oh,
a lot of times
if
they
she
know.
Knows,
they know.
That's different.
Right. I feel then, like then they always yeah. know because when you're somebody's girlfriend and he's dating somebody else, 9 of 10 times the guy's like, you know, I got my girl, so you got to meet me in this hotel.
Not
room.
Always. Not always.
You know
though.
What I mean?
No, sometimes they're like, it's not working out.
Sometimes they
yeah,
don't mention
even if it's not working out, then you should say, I'm going to leave her.
I feel like no real man's going to tell the bitch he's fucking
right.
that he's fucking another bitch. Like, he's not going to sit up and have a conversation about that girl with another girl because he's
I
not going to do what he wants.
Yeah, they cop please. They say stuff like, you know, things are rocky right now. I sleep in the basement.
Right.
I've never had a guy tell me about another chick ever.
Oh, and that's wow. the best part.
I know they're doing it, but I don't care.
He's not going to admit it.
Right.
No, and that's the best part is that they'll be like, oh, you know, things aren't working out and blah, blah, blah. The side chick will eat that up. Yeah, and still, you know, he's still there. Even if things aren't working out, if I was that girl, I would be like, hey, so what do you think about leaving her?
Right.
Since well, things aren't working out so much.
It's exciting for them sometimes, though, because it's like
they love
you're
it.
Everything that this bitch isn't, you know,
yeah.
so they kind of it empowers them in a way.
No. And today in the year 2015, girls don't even care about being a side chick. They actually a lot of these bitches want to be the side chick.
Some people tell me that side chicks get treated better than the main chick anyway.
I don't think so.
They don't have to
deal with on the guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, they get him on the good nights that they're going out, drinking, fucking, they probably
right.
get some presents. They don't have to split bills with him. They don't
right.
live with him, so.
Yeah, they get presents because the guy attitude. Feels guilty. I can't be with you on holidays, you know.
Oh, God. That's the worst thing. I know you side chicks are by yourself on Christmas.
Right. Exactly.
See you
who are you
the
eating with
though.
Thanksgiving?
Exactly.
Like, who are you eating with?
He'll see you Black Friday.
Because right. your parents obviously didn't raise you that well, so you know you ain't going to your family's house. Your family probably doesn't even want you either. So you're eating, like, dinner from McDonald's on Thanksgiving.
But what if he's just...
But they
her
eat it
dick.
In Louboutin.
What if what?
He's what if he's just her side dick? What if she has a man herself?
Secret lovers.
That's different. And I feel like that's another subject. If you have if you're the side chick and you have a guy and
he's your side dick.
He's your side dick and everybody
side
knows
side dicks.
then everybody knows you shouldn't write in a group text about each other because
true.
This is a, you know, an understanding.
Yeah.
Well, now let me ask you this. If a guy is keeping it real with you, because, you know, we always talk about, oh, just keep it real, you know, just let me know what's going on so I can make my own decision about what I want to do. There are certain situations where maybe you wouldn't mind being the side chick.
Very true.
If a guy is straight up and honest with you, look, I got a girl, we have an understanding, and, you know, I do me sometimes. She don't really care. Just let's keep it on the low. Would you be okay with being a secret?
You gonna get this dick? I mean, I think it all depends because I feel like a lot of relationships, you know, are kind of open to stuff like that. I know a lot of people that are in relationships that either they swing and they kind of, you know, do a whole bunch of threesomes and stuff. And once you start doing that, shit starts getting messy. People getting hit with dicks and, you know, different pussy juice is splattering all over. So then it's like, you know, it's kind of like a free for all.
A free for all. That's not it. But then you might as well not be in a relationship.
Exactly.
Right. Be single and swing around.
Yeah.
But everybody, have y'all all been side chicks, whether or not you knew it? At some point.
I have been.
I have, yeah. Mm-hmm. In my own relationship because I was engaged to the guy.
You were engaged and you were a side chick and didn't know it?
No, well, he was having an affair with the person, so I guess she was a side chick, but I still felt like at that, when you're having another relationship with somebody else, I don't feel like you're a unit at all at that point. So it's kind of, you're the side, period.
How did you find out?
She called me.
And said what? See, this is what you, now.
She called me.
I don't know. I felt so.
And she asked me to go to lunch, and I could have had her ass whooped. But
Stephanie,
I didn't.
See, that's exactly what Stephanie said.
My friend
Stephanie called
like,
you.
They're like, hey. Let's go to lunch, and we're going to beat her ass, and we're just going to keep moving. I'm like, for what, though? That's his dick. Obviously, he knew what he was doing. It's what he wanted to do, so.
You said that's his dick?
That's his dick. He can do what he wanted to do. He's a grown man. Like, he said, you can't stop no grown man from doing what he's going to do. He's going to do it regardless.
Mia, so you still have a penis?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the biggest.
Nice. Oh, fucking gay. You got some nice tits, too.
Yeah, a good face.
A lot of girls are like, oh,
they call that the best of both worlds. Right. That's what they call that.
That's like a, like, Jay-Z and R. Kelly album, okay?
That makes me blush.
I mean, I had no idea.
Oh, you didn't even know?
No.
Justin, she tucked it. You tucked it.
You got the nice little skinny waist.
Because I can't even wear no pants like that. You can see my camel toe. I don't even see your camel toe.
No.
Okay.
Gotta keep it all together. You're walking around New York City with stuff hanging out. That's too much.
Now, let me ask you this. Since we're talking about relationships being a secret, Mia, obviously.
Y'all heard about me.
We all heard about you and Tyga.
Yeah.
Right? Now, is that bad when stuff like that gets out because maybe it makes people feel like they can't trust you?
You know what? It's kind of his fault anyway. We've been friends for a long, long time. We had this, people threatening us years ago. My old roommate, people talking about they had footage. You know, what I think people don't understand is he was my side guy. He was one of my roster. He was my number four. Okay. I was engaged. You know, me and my guy had.
He was your number four.
He was my number four.
I'm so mad.
I'm mad he wasn't even number two.
Yeah, why he had to be number four?
I was dating a world champion boxer. I was in love with an NFL player, you know, and I had my main guy, and, you know, I was just learning.
God damn.
My guy was doing
There's
his
no
own
shortage
thing
of
at
men
one
out
point
here.
In
right.
time. Like, he had his own side piece, and I found out about it. And so for me, I was strictly a monogamous relationship before. So once that happened, I kind of tried to learn to adapt because I've never experienced anything like that. So I had to learn to start, okay, what if this doesn't work? You need to start cultivating other relationships. So I had, like, you know, three or four guys that I was dating off and on throughout the years. And he was one of them, and one of my really good friends. So I never wanted anything bad to happen to him. I didn't want him to be exposed. Like, I hid that for both of us for years.
Right.
To protect my guy from, you know, having to hear about the stuff and to protect him and his situation. People were like, oh, he was cheating on Blac Chyna. She knew about me.
Right, you said you met her before, you guys.
No. He asked me to meet her numerous times.
Okay.
And I refused to meet her because I'm like, I'm not with that. I'm not about that life. You know what I mean? If that's your main situation.
He probably wanted to have a threesome.
I can't speak on that. All I can say is he asked me to meet her, and I said no. You know, I have my own guy, like I said. And if I'm dealing with somebody one-on-one, that's me and you. Whatever you do on your own time with whoever, that's y'all's situation.
Right.
Like you said, long as we have an understanding, we're grown adults doing our own thing, then, yeah, I can respect that, you know?
Wow, so wait, I gotta ask you, what was he into? Were you, like, fucking him?
I ain't gonna say all that, yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm not mad at you for asking, though, because I wanted to know the details.
Right? Because I was like,
isn't it a lot sexier when you can just think about it and just make up your own idea?
What happened?
I'll never say. Our intimate detail, you know what I mean? It is what it is.
Oh, are you guys?
They were
still,
definitely.
Are you guys still in contact though? Like, is
well,
he,
after the stuff happened, it was all our lawyers. You know what I mean? Like, our lawyers were handling stuff because I hired a lawyer to make sure that we could try to protect him as much as I could. Like, because people didn't understand. They're like, oh, you're trying to out him and get famous. Like, bitch, I've been famous for a decade in my world. Right. All my guys are A-list people. You know what I mean? I was behind the scenes dealing with lawyers, having them, you know, contact him every step of the way to let him know that I'm on your side.
Right.
Like, whatever's going on.
I'm going to protect my number four.
Right.
As long as you're in the top five.
If you want to mind, if you're anybody that I care about, period, I'm going to protect you at all costs. You know what I mean? I respect our relationship and I respect you for being a king and being bold enough to do you and to respect me the same. So it was definitely an interesting situation. People are like, you were the side chick. I'm like, not really. Right. Because I didn't know he was dating anybody else. But me anyway. Like, I knew he was doing his own thing. He's a rap star. Let's keep it real.
But you know he had a serious relationship.
I didn't know that at all. You're not going to talk to me about somebody else. That's not our thing.
And he was having a baby and everything.
Well, I knew about Black China, like I said, years ago.
Right, you know about Black China, but you didn't know about Kylie.
I didn't know at all. Like, I don't even watch TV, so I didn't know nothing about that at all. Mm-hmm. And once it came out, I'm just like, oh my God. And apparently they had a huge thing because she was underage or whatever. But
right.
That's not my concern. I don't listen to gossip anyway, unless it come out of his mouth. I'm not going to listen to what I read off of a tabloid or, you know what I mean? Like, if you tell me straight up, I don't care what other people say.
Right. You believe him because he's number four. Number four, he has no reason to lie.
I hate that I said that now because that kind of sounds crazy, but you know what I mean? It is what it is.
Like, well, he made a starting line.
In order of importance, the people were my main down to, you know, my friends. Like, that was what it was.
So how do other people feel? Like, number one, what happened with the boxer?
Ooh, he was mad as fuck. He wanted to beat his ass. Yeah, he wanted to beat his ass.
He can't do that, though, because his hands are registered weapons.
That's me. He didn't care. He flew all the way to L.A. talking about, yeah, the pass. I want to talk to you. I'm like, I don't want to talk right now. I'm cool.
Did that cause y'all to break up, though?
Yeah, we broke up because he was very upset about the situation. And then, like I said, he came back afterwards. Mm-hmm. And he was like, the pass. It is what it is. You know, I still care about you. He proposed to me. So it's like, it didn't really matter. Like, at first he was angry. But afterwards, like, he came to see me and wanted to talk about it and stuff. But I was in love with the NFL star at this point. So I turned him
down.
Who are you with now? Oh, you can't say. Oh,
I could keep it moving like that.
Now I'm single. Like, now I'm officially single after the boxer. Like,
do you enjoy being single?
No, I'm not made to be single. I've always been in a monogamous relationship until
FYI, when you have four dudes, that's not monogamous. I just want to let you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, but before that, like, I was married for four and a half years before when I was super, super young, and I was 20 to 25. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I was engaged for 3.5 years. And then after I learned about, like, open relationships because my ex-fiance just kind of switched it up.
Right.
So I had to adapt. But before that, I was always in monogamous relationships.
Okay.
Yeah.
Monogamy. Wow. Do y'all believe in monogamy? Do you think men can be monogamous?
Hell no. I'm going to say eventually 93%
eventually
of them can't.
Eventually they'll mess up.
I give a good 7%.
7%. That's pretty accurate, right?
Yeah.
7%.
7%.
Right. And messed up,
and,
right?
And don't forget, that includes like the Midwest and stuff. I mean, if you're talking
if you're talking about the LA,
tri-state,
that includes other countries, like, as well.
Men don't think of sex the same way as females think of sex. To them, it's just like taking a piss. Like, they can be, they're completely emotionally detached when it comes to sex. It's just physical. They can level one with all their heart and still do something with somebody else, and it doesn't really mean nothing. They just felt the need to
it's more animalistic to
it's
them
very it's animalistic. Just getting it's not that, emotional
they don't have to lay up with them,
and women get upset because they're attached emotionally, so it's like you must have had some kind of feeling towards it, but that's not how they are.
Does that mean you can forgive a man for cheating?
I think you can. If you love a person, you're going to have to realize that people are humans and they're going to mess up over and over again. Nobody's perfect. So if you're going to be down for somebody, all these relationships that are 50 years or more, you can believe that woman has been through some stuff that people will never know.
Some hell.
Yeah, I think
I think if the guy's worth it enough, and I know for me personally, the type of guys that I like, they're not like, you know, church mice. Like, they're not that.
Well, what kind of guys do you like, Justina?
I like wild gangster. I don't have like a type look wise, like as
Fetty
far as
Wap
ethnicity. Yeah, like I don't have like, no, Fetty's cute. I don't have.
By
the
way, she has a song out right now with Fetty Wap. Okay, it's called Candyland.
So, you know, black, white, you know, Spanish. I like it all, but for me, it's more of like a personality type and a swag that I like. And it's the type of guy that's gonna like grab me and snatch me.
Aggression.
Up. He has.
I like aggressive.
I like aggressive. Yeah. If they're not aggressive, they're intimidated by me.
Yeah.
So, because I'm a strong personality, so you know,
those are the guys that cheat.
100%. Yeah. So for me,
I like guys that cheat.
I mean,
Stephanie.
I'd rather have an interesting guy that's, you know, we're going to have a fun relationship, passionate. He might mess up here and there. I'm going to make him feel it.
I'm
going
to have to key up some cars.
Right? I was going to say, she's going to get your shit out and I'm not, cut the girl.
I never said I'm not going to do my own thing.
Right. Exactly.
Here you go.
Now you're an artist. Clearly you're going to, you know, traveling, going on the road, meeting a lot of guys. Have you ever fucked a fan?
Yeah, by accident. I have.
I slipped and fell.
Yeah, I have. My guitarist was like, "Not supposed to fuck the fans. What's wrong with you?" You know. Yeah, it happens. But I kind
of yeah, it happens. You goddamn right, I fuck fans.
Okay.
I mean, see, that's how you can be understanding because you had that experience and you understood that it really wasn't nothing. It was just that moment.
And if it happens on the road, it's kind of like, you know, you can't do it.
It's like what?
I mean, like if he's from New York, you shouldn't be popping off like in New York necessarily, but like if you're in Wisconsin, you find a cute little Ashton Kutcher lookalike type of guy.
Okay. No one's gonna know.
Right. You know. So
she likes the same kind of guys I like. Thugs.
Yeah. She likes thugs.
Yeah.
I like guys who go to jail.
Okay. Well, is that your boyfriend or your ex-boyfriend this week?
We're never gonna be together again.
Her ex-boyfriend's in jail right now then.
Until he gets out. How long has this been?
It's like one day. It's a petty 2 years. Oh. It's nothing. Oh. No, but we're never gonna be together because I feel like his whole mentality changed when he went to jail.
Okay.
Let's have a shot to that.
Okay, let's do it.
Coffee bought us some Jello shots. There's some Hennessy ones. Okay. There's some vodka ones. What y'all doing?
Last time I cheated on my man, it was off a coffee shop. By the way,
don't blame me for that, Justina.
Well, listen, you gotta blame whatever you gotta blame.
You gonna pass them out?
And there's like syringes that come with this. I don't understand.
It should have the warning, like on cigarettes, how it may cause it may cause you to thaw off.
That's why I have not been drinking. I swear, since my ex has been in jail, I've tried my hardest not to drink because when I drink, I want to get fucked, and it's like,
have you put money in his commissary?
He said that he had the money put away for his commissary.
Okay.
So his brother supposedly puts it in. But his brother told me that that's a lie.
His baby mom putting it in.
His brother said that he's doing it.
Okay, so no. All right, good.
He's just a liar. The nigga's just a liar. He lies about so much.
But in his defense, Stephanie did go to Vegas with Floyd Mayweather.
No, I didn't.
I'm going to knock the pussy out.
I never slept with Floyd Mayweather.
I didn't say you slept with him.
But, you know, I'm like FaceTime friends with Floyd, and I went to Vegas.
Cute. I'm like where your jewelry?
Because Floyd be popping off with the diamonds. Where your jewelry at?
Exactly.
You know, FaceTime friends is no bueno. Okay.
Why? I don't think that's
how would you
good
feel
either
about your you man FaceTime being FaceTime friend?
Do you FaceTime sex? Yeah.
No.
With Floyd?
Yeah.
No.
What you mean? But you know he'd be like, let me
he's
see.
He's gorgeous, though. I have to.
But you know sometimes he's like, yo, pan beautiful down.
Right?
Right.
What?
Does he show
sometimes
you the abs?
He's like, pan down.
No. Have you seen the dick? He's very respectful and
have
funny
you seen the dick?
He never showed you his dick?
No. Okay.
He's very proud of it. He says he has a big anaconda. Uh-huh.
Angela, Snapchat is great for dick pics.
Oh, because it deletes.
Pussy shots, because it deletes. I mean, they can screenshot it.
Yeah, you can.
But if it's very compromising, like you let it rock for 2 seconds. That's it.
A little Jello shot.
Cheers. Salute. Salute.
And it has real pineapples in it, too.
Now, I got to ask y'all something, okay? Mm. If you're dating more than one guy at a time, Mia, you're single now. Stephanie, you're single
I'm
now.
I'm single.
Coffee, are you single?
No.
Okay.
I'm single. Maybe I'll be single tomorrow, but oh, I'm dating someone today. I'm like on and off with, you know, it depends.
The same person or?
It's the same person, but this is the thing with men today. Men don't really know what they want. I'll be 41 next week.
Really?
What?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And at this point in my life, I don't have time for the game. So my tolerance is zero. Mm-hmm. I have zero tolerance for nonsense. So right now I am dating someone. If he gets on my nerve tomorrow, I'm going to cut his ass off.
Wow.
As you should. Don't ever let nobody
how long has this been going on?
I've been seeing him now for about 6 months, but I'm totally detached when it comes to men because I have no expectations.
You cannot be like that.
You have to be emotionally invested in a guy. If you really feel him,
you have to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
I know that, but it's so hard when you've been hurt in the past and people have been, you know, the worst thing a man could do is be dishonest with you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're good for.
Betrayal is not a good feeling.
That's natural. They don't
always
lie.
Especially when you're at a certain age. Men lie, age women lie. And you're being honest all Jello the time to them.
Right?
For me, I feel the same way. This, like, so I'm not 40, you know, but I'm not 22 anymore. And I really, you know, I was just with him and I don't want to date. I really don't feel like I have time to get to know someone.
You want
to
fuck, though.
I do want to have sex. And you know what? That's what sex toys are for. You could get big ones.
I have about 20 of them. Sex toys. I have 20 of them in my drawer at home.
You know.
You have 20 of them?
20.
And do you use all of them?
I use all of them by size. And guess what?
Are you a sex toy hoe?
I am.
Me too.
I would have to say so.
I just feel like, you know, I've had sex with enough men in my lifetime, and I live close to the city I grew up in. So if I want to have sex, there's a couple calls that I can make where I don't have to add a body or a relationship.
You know what?
I could just work.
I love that.
What guys don't realize is every woman has the same side guy for like 10 years.
Right.
Like if you had one side guy that you mess with, you have that same side dude for like 10 years.
He's always willing to just go come anytime.
Yep. You call him, he's there. No attitude, no disrespect, done.
And you know what guys always tell you too?
They don't know it neither.
No, but guys will always tell you, they'll be like, yo, I don't care what goes on in your life later. Tell me every guy doesn't tell you that.
Yes, they do.
Listen, I'll always be there. You ever need me for anything? Yeah. If you got a man, if you married, you got kids.
They don't care.
Yeah, they don't give a shit. So be careful.
Yes, be careful.
Justina, you got a man? No, I'm a, I'm in like purgatory. You know what I mean? I have, no, I'm single. I'm going to say I'm single. I got a lot of FaceTime friends.
Just like me, FaceTime friends.
I would say overall I'm single, you know, but I got a, you know, I have a couple boyfriends, but I'm single.
A couple of boyfriends.
You're like me. You have a roster.
Like when we first started.
You have a roster in order of importance.
Okay, now this brings me to my next question.
Don't call him boyfriend, just say roster.
If you're dating more than one guy at a time, is it cool for you to have sex with more than one guy?
Why the fuck not? They're out here sleeping with everybody.
Okay, because some people feel weird about that.
This is 2015.
What about in the same day?
No, it's not your pussy.
If you want to do that with your pussy, you do what you want to do with your pussy, because they can stick their dick in 20 different girls in a day and they don't give a damn.
Right. Well, you got to use protection. Well, I'm obviously, a big believer.
Let's
in that.
Advocate in protection.
But you know what? You're absolutely right. But when we do it, we're whores.
I don't give a fuck. That's
but
a
when
control
they do it, that's what I'm saying.
That's a control. No, you know what it is? Because I have both. I'm female and male. You know.
You fuck girls too still?
On film, but, and I haven't filmed in years, but not in real life.
Okay.
But because I can think of both perspectives, the reason why they do that, it's to keep women in check and control.
Mm-hmm.
You give them a sense of guilt. You give them a sense of, once you control the mindset, then everything else is simple.
Because that's the worst. They'd be like, you fucked two guys in one day?
Right.
Oh my God.
But they had a threesome, you know, right afternoon, and then popped off the side chick later on.
You know what's a misconception about the pussy? And I always hear guys say, they'll be like, oh, that pussy better be the same as when the last time I left it.
Right.
Honey, the pussy is a muscle.
Right.
So if I fucked your brother last night, my pussy, it's going to feel exactly the same the next.
Yeah.
None right. You push a baby out of your pussy. A dick is not changing.
I totally agree with you.
Right. I mean, unless you get fucked by a horse.
No thanks.
That's
no,
too much.
Right, but I'm just saying, like,
for me, this goes back to the whole slut walk thing with Amber
okay,
Rose.
Okay, what do you think about that?
I feel like her slut walk was, you know, it's okay to be a hoe. I'm a woman. I could fuck three guys in one day, and it's okay. And you know, the original slut walk was not about that.
Mm-hmm.
So there was an origin to it.
Yeah, the original slut walk was
back
in
Toronto. It was about it was on college campuses, and the police had told these women, you know, if you don't want to get raped, then don't dress like a slut.
Okay.
That's how it all started. So, like it's your fault.
That's okay,
the
right.
Craziest
yeah.
thing
yeah.
ever.
Yeah.
You know, and for me, what you know, these new age feminists, they want to make it okay to sleep around like a man does. But
why
you know,
can't you? Why ain't it okay if they can do it though?
That's fine. You can, but I don't think you should be so proud of it. I think you should keep your business to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you want to have sex with three guys in one day, don't go advertise it.
But
on
it
Twitter,
really normally be like, the guys who tell.
Exactly.
Exactly. I don't think it's
okay
women go
them.
And advertise it. I think that men
they go and brag
that.
About it. And yeah. Everybody find out.
I actually
heard a story about one girl. I'm not going to say who it is. But I remember these guys were telling me that she was somewhere. They were like on, it was a tour or something, and she was there. And she did sleep with three different guys in one night. And they all were at breakfast talking about they hit it. And then the other dude was like, oh, my God, me too. And then another guy was like, oh, my God, me too. So they were talking about her, you know, because they all slept with her.
And they're never going to look at her the same.
She didn't.
And not that anyone cares how people look at you.
Yeah, but don't be doing all that for free. No,
I hope she got some money.
Get some
for
money.
That
don't
too.
Be doing all that shit for free. No, three, now. It should be illegal to give
three
it away.
In a day is OD.
That's too like, much. Not your husband.
Your
you
man three times in a day is nice.
Okay.
Your man five times in a day is nice.
I think it's OD. If you have three boyfriends or three girlfriends and like you hit it like sporadically through the month, but not three in a day. I mean, you're going to end up with a urinary tract or something. Like,
right, and I just feel like, infection. You know, a real feminist issue is, you know, I should be able to wear whatever I want and not get sexually assaulted.
Right.
Yeah, you're
well,
right.
Well, nobody has
you're
any right. right to ever touch you without your consent.
No matter what you're
period.
Wearing.
Like, you don't touch
how
me.
You look.
I hate that if you be in a club, even if you dress normal and a guy grabs you, don't touch
no,
me.
No, right. don't
that's
touch me.
That's violating my space. Uh-huh. Right. You can say, hey,
all you gotta
how
do
you
is say,
doing?
Next time you touch me, you're going to jail.
Right.
They'll be like, oh, she ain't playing.
And I think just as women, we should take care of our bodies. They get washed up very easily. Mm-hmm. Men get better with age and women turn into dust, you know.
You turn into dust?
It's true. I think so.
Oh.
Unless you take care of yourself.
She's
unless
like,
you take
what?
Really, dust? Really good dust, care of yourself. You know, and I don't think you should be spreading it around like men. I don't think that is part of a feminist movement.
You know what I think?
I think
that as long as you are A, not sleeping with nobody's man, nobody's husband, and
me
B,
too.
Protecting yourself, yeah. then I don't listen. I don't judge nobody on what you do or whatever reasons you have. Cause I know one girl, and you know when she was younger, some things happened in her life.
Yeah,
and she has done some things that I've been like, damn, she wildin'. But then I guess you know
mentally,
whatever.
It's a way to cope with her.
Yeah. Issues. Oh, and I'm no innocent angel. I'm very proud to say that I've had sex with several men.
How many? Several? No, I'm just kidding.
I'm sure all of us in here have had sex with several men.
Enough. And you know everybody knows while I was with my. And everybody knows while I was with my son's father, I was cheating on him left and right with different people.
You were young,
everybody
though.
Know?
I think
you
that's know? A young thing, too.
Yeah, I think that's a young thing, too. So, again, I don't think there's anything wrong with a woman, you know, exploring her sexuality. That's what our show is about.
Right.
But
as long
I
didn't have pus
you.
Leaking out of your pussy.
Exactly.
Right.
Take care of yourself. Go
exactly.
to the doctor. Get
douche
tested. Use a condom.
There's no smell. As long as you
But it is different. It is different standards for men and women. I agree with you. Like, it's not cool. Like, you know, if a girl goes to her home, goes, yo, you know, I went to Vegas, I fucked five guys. Like, if my girl told me that, I'd be like, ew, bitch.
Right.
But if a guy does it, yeah, it's a different standard. I agree with you on that. And, you know, even though, you know, I'm for my ladies doing what they want. And, you know, I think we are equal to men. I still do think it's different. And you know,
right.
the pussy is an inside organism.
I say that all the time.
You know, the dick is outside.
It's
outside. It's a piece of skin. It's like, right. So
you
got to
take care of it.
It's a little
it.
Different.
All right, so Mia, you're allowed to hoe. And we're not.
Right.
Right.
I'm
allowed
to hoe.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm not going to lie. I have one friend that is so wild. And she be telling me stories about stuff that she does. Like, I met this guy in a bar and I did this and I did that. And I don't really judge her. Like, that's my friend for real.
Right. I have a girlfriend like that too.
Right.
She is she's wild. She's the biggest hoe. And she just tells me stories and I'm just like,
I'd be like,
you're crazy.
That's crazy.
But
yeah.
that's your homegirl, so you don't have any like animosity towards the idea.
Not at all. I don't even
it's
look at
like,
her. I don't
bitch.
Look at her no differently.
Right. It's just her part of her personality. I feel like
me
it's
sure.
your body. Period, point blank, fucking opinion, what everybody else has to say, period, point blank. Do whatever you want to do. Stay safe. Protect yourself.
All right, let's take a pause from the action, and I mean action, for a minute, and I can tell you about a new advertiser on the show, Poprageous. It's designed and manufactured in L.A. Poprageous is a printed apparel brand that specializes in premium leggings and other high-quality printed apparel like swimsuits, dresses, tops, and socks. Super cute. Specifically, Poprageous offers leggings and other printed apparel that is inspired by art, pop culture, and the internet. Always celebrating the current cultural zeitgeist. They offer tons of different prints and colors to choose from, covering everything from the Oregon Trail to emojis to Grumpy Cat. Their leggings are the perfect conversation piece for that next party you go to, and they also offer everyday designs for that day-to-day outfit. You know, I wear leggings to work damn near every day. Their leggings are extremely comfortable, using only the highest quality performance fabric that is moisture-wicking and has a curve-hugging fit, making them perfect for the gym. Thicker than average leggings while staying breathable, which means you'll never worry about them being see-through. Now, they were nice enough to send me the Almond Blossom Skater Dress, which I love. It's cute, and you can check it out on their website, poprageous.com. Also, make sure you check out their collection of Halloween outfits. Sexy, cute. And I love the evil twin cat suit plus the body cam dress. Such a smart idea. So go check out all the styles on poprageous.com and use code Angela for 20% off your entire first purchase and free U.S. shipping. Again, that's poprageous.com, poprageous.com, and use code Angela at checkout for 20% off your entire first order and free shipping. Now, Mia, for you, for some for some guys, they might feel like it's a bit taboo. Right, now, are you okay with being a secret if a guy tells you?
I've never been a secret. I have dated movie stars and athletes. Mm-hmm. And in my world and living in Hollywood and that kind of stuff, like, I've never been a secret. And my normal living, like every day, going out to dinners and all that normal people stuff. But as far as the mainstream world or middle America, because they don't hear about it on TV, they're like, mm-hmm. oh, you're a side chick or a secret. God. Bitch, no, I'm not. In my world, all my friends have hung out with us. They've been at the mansion. They've been at the pool party. They've been to dinner with us. You know, they've hung out with other chicks with me, with my guy.
But so no guy has ever been like, listen, I just really feel weird. Like,
if you have to feel like I'm a secret, don't rock with me because I do not rock with pussies. Period.
Okay. No pun intended.
No pun intended.
But you're very openly transgender, always.
No, you know what? I had a very separate life. And in my normal life, nobody knew mm-hmm. except for in my career. So I had a career of it and then I had normal life. After this stuff happened with Tyga, what it did was
just Google me
which made it very that was like the thing that really made me upset the most is because I had a very separate life mm-hmm. and a very mainstream life. I had a very high end fashion career mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. So when it happened, that's one thing I told the lawyers. I was just like, you guys don't understand what it means to be now a publicly outed trans person.
Right.
Whether or not I did adult films in that world, that was a separate character. That wasn't my normal life as me. Mm-hmm. Now it's all one big jumbled thing. And right. that's why my guys never had any care or any fears is because right. I lived a completely separate life as a regular woman.
And they could right. be walking around with you and
yeah, nobody
their
knows.
Friends
nobody,
are yeah. looking
but
at
But let me ask you this,
like,
being that you're very attractive.
Woman.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure that a lot of guys try to kick it to you. Do you have to tell them right away?
Well, yeah, I mean, I do that at the top just because I'm not going to play no games with you. I'm not going to invest no time in you just mm-hmm. so you can.
But I mean, like, right away, like, we're at the club, he's trying to kick it to me, like, just
well,
so you.
No, only if I'm interested in you.
Okay.
I don't have to tell you what's between my legs if I'm not trying to fuck you.
Right.
Period. Yeah. That's my business.
Yeah. Right. Right.
But if I'm interested in you and we're going to exchange information, we're going to spend time together, I'm going to tell you off
then
the top.
Then you tell him.
Yeah, and I've never had a guy not go. So.
Damn. Okay, I feel you.
I mean, I'm just being honest.
Have you ever thought about getting the surgery?
Well, yeah, when I was young, before I got in the adult world, that was like automatically the goal. I think any young transgender person immediately wants to be completely as they see themselves.
Right.
Right.
Once I got in the adult world, I became like some kind of, I guess, legendary sex icon mm-hmm. because of what I had.
Right.
And so as I explored my career, I became so much more comfortable with my sexuality. I started to feel godly in my skin. I felt comfortable
okay,
with myself.
For the godly nice. Glow.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't feel a fear or an unattractiveness. I didn't, like, when I was younger, yeah, I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, oh my God, this is so abnormal. This is, like, it's just not supposed to be there. And then once I became comfortable and kind of been praised for it for so many years, I just became comfortable with right. the idea of that. So I eventually will have it, but they haven't advanced the surgeries enough where I feel comfortable taking that risk.
Oh, yeah, I heard yeah. for you just I thinking mean, about how it
it's
gets
a very
done.
Scary. It's right. a very scary thing, and you really want to be able to make sure that you maximize and you still have sensation. Like, I love sex. I want to be able to enjoy it with my partner. What's the point of having a beautiful pussy if you don't even feel it?
Right. And we had another transgender here on pussy. The show, and I asked her if she has an orgasm.
Which one?
Sydney Starr. She had the surgery.
Okay, yeah.
And
She said she did.
She
lying because I saw her on one of her little Instagram pictures and she pushed her balls up in herself because you can see from the tuck. And she wouldn't be wearing no tucking panty if she had a pussy.
No, she said she had it done and Shauna Brooks said she didn't. Shauna yeah. Brooks is the one that says she still
she
has her.
Why is she wearing a tuck panty?
I don't know.
And now
I don't know
how to tuck a pussy. No,
we're like, I'm like, what's a tuck panty?
Getting back to it, I asked her, I was like, do you have an orgasm? Because I couldn't imagine not being able
exactly.
to have an orgasm.
What's the point?
What's the point of having sex?
And what did she say, though?
She totally, the question went right over her head. She didn't answer it, remember?
Because she didn't have no pussy.
She said, it's more of a mental thing for me.
Yeah, she'd have no sex change.
There's a lot of women, though, who have never had orgasms,
One of my
period.
Friends is a sex change.
That's sad.
She's a famous porn model.
That is very
And
bad.
She squirts. He said her first thing, she would have been like, I squirt. So, I definitely have sensation. I've seen her pussy up close. You know what I mean? When I do my surgery, it will be with her doctor.
Damn.
Oh, my God. You think Sydney was lying about the change?
I can't even squirt. That's a damn shame.
Why wouldn't she explain like the sensation or the feeling? And with the doctor, most sex change girls are very happy to educate other people about the procedure because it is something that's so rare. And they would, you know, I think you would explain the doctors and you would, you know, talk about that kind of stuff. Have sex change friends.
Mm-hmm. So do you think she was lying about having sex?
I heard about the stuff because she tried to lie and say she fucked Tyga or whatever and then took it back on one of the shows she was doing.
You talking about Shauna? Because Sydney didn't say she
That's a lie. Yes, she did. She said she ate the booty like groceries or
on our show.
Because I looked it up because people were, she was talking about me.
No, it was a media takeout and then she came on here and said, no, it was a lie.
Right.
Media takeout made it all up.
What I'm saying is she's lying.
Well, I think if you're gonna like compromise your sensation, I don't think it's worth it. I have one friend, she's got a very long pussy lip, just one. She used to flap it out in high school. She, you know, she used to show. She used to be like, guys, is this normal? So one was kind of long, and then the other one was long, like a turkey gobbler, you will. And I was just like, honestly, the thing is, you might get it snipped, and you know, if your guys don't mind, like, and I think if a guy minds, if you have a little bit of a lip, then he's a pussy.
Guys love pussy, period.
Right. Whether it's an innie.
Did she get it fixed?
No, she didn't.
She should.
You think
so? No, I think people should embrace
the difference. She got fucking and the guy, she thought the guys didn't care. So she's like,
no, they don't. They didn't care. Yeah.
I think my pussy's gorgeous. Okay. So
yeah, Stephanie has that pussy in her phone.
Yeah.
Stephanie will show all of us pictures of her pussy right now if you want to see.
I want to see it.
But you know what's weird? It's like, you don't wax, right?
I got it.
No, I don't wax.
She doesn't wax, which is crazy to me.
What, you just shave?
I shave and it's horrible. I wanna wax. It's just, I feel like, I'm a little...
I feel like I want to take you to get your first wax.
I've gotten it before and I feel like they're ripping my soul out. I look at her and I'm like, bitch.
Do you ever let your hair just grow?
I'm sorry. No.
Who are you apologizing to?
No. The lady, she's always like, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you're not sorry.
No, it hurts.
You're not sorry.
Why are you smiling at you?
But I do wax my crack. I wax my butt crack.
Yeah, now that you bleached it.
You bleached it?
Oh, see, bleaches her ass crack.
Do you have pictures of the ass crack?
Why do I know so much about Stephanie's pussy and asshole?
Because we've been doing this show for like a year.
I know so much about her.
I want to see your asshole, the bleach. Do you have a before and after?
Not on this phone. I do have a before and after. I'll send it to you.
I'd love to see it.
No, because it was a little darker before, and I didn't like it. I wanted it to be pink.
Nice and pink?
So now I have like... this white line in the middle of my crack and my asshole is completely pink.
Do you like it?
I love it. Okay. It's amazing. It's amazing. So sexy.
I want to see it.
And my pussy's really pink too from the bleaching.
I don't know what my asshole looks like.
You bleach your pussy too?
Yeah. You don't either, right? Do you know what your asshole looks like?
Girl, yeah.
Mia, do you know what your asshole looks like?
I've been on film, so of course I know. I know every angle of my body.
I know what your asshole looks like.
I've never bleached it, but now you got me feeling like I should be bleaching too. We the same color. I'm not hairy.
No.
I'm not hairy.
Wait.
It's never been. It's weird.
It's a pink color.
Justina's like, I'm still stuck on... Wait, Stephanie, you bleached... She bleached the lips? You bleached the pussy lips?
Yeah.
I want to see.
My girlfriend Misty Stone asked me about that.
Show her picture.
She
really has pictures. I'm not kidding. She has pictures.
No, I really want to see.
So you can bleach the pussy.
Yeah, the same.
Shout out to Misty Stone, my girl. She asked me about that too because she's chocolate and she's just like, I want to make my pussy like lighter.
No, she's supposed to have roast beef curtains.
She knows she's a pretty pussy.
Oh, you know the roast beef is brown on the outside, pink on the inside.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh no.
I mean, her pussy's.
Is that what yours was like?
Outside is the color of her skin.
No. Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the color of your skin. Well, no, you're yellow though.
My
that's
pussy
why.
Was more. It was more like a rosy color, you know.
And
like,
now it's just.
Now it's like. Pink.
Like albino?
Not albino.
Albino. She has an albino pussy. Pink.
Did it hurt?
No, it's nice. You do it while you're sleeping.
Oh, they knock you out for it?
No, you don't do it in the salon. You do it yourself. You get the cream.
Come on.
What cream is it?
It's called Amazing Anal Bleach. I order
it. I'm about to bleach my ass tonight.
I order it. No, I order it from a spa in LA.
Everybody does that in LA.
Yeah,
they bleach their ass.
Oh, I heard everyone in LA bleaches their butt. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so order it from my spa in LA.
I'm gonna go home and take a picture of my asshole.
Me too. I'm gonna do a before and after.
I'm gonna do it too. Is this the booty hole challenge? We're doing a booty hole.
Yes, do a booty hole.
Before my boyfriend was in jail, we'll be fighting and he'll be like, "You bitch, I'm so sick of you fighting with me all the time."
And your brown booty hole.
Boom, I'll send him a picture of my pussy and he'll be like, "All right, I'm on my way."
Come on, really? Let me see that pussy, girl.
Let me see that pussy, girl.
Let me see that poutine.
I haven't been having sex in a while, so give me a second.
Now, Mia, let me ask you this. The guys that you have sex with, do you think that they're gay or are they straight?
No. Because you have a penis.
But do you ever fuck them?
Gay men are attracted to masculinity. They're attracted to men. Straight men are supposed to be attracted to overly feminine transgender women because we are the epitome of female sexuality, over dramatic.
But what if they suck your dick though?
Well, usually a straight guy, they'll take some time for them to feel like they need to please you as their female partner, whether it's a dick or not, or you call it a clit stick, whatever it is. But generally,
what's it called though? Clit
stick? I call mine a clit stick.
That's cute.
No, but like the guys that I've been in relationships with are always straight. Mm-hmm. And if they've gotten to that point where they feel like they need to please me that way, it usually takes some time and they just feel comfortable with me. Like after that, like we done did it all about that point.
So, right.
You know, okay, you're my chick. And so it is what it is.
But you don't feel weird if a guy's like, come on my face. Like just.
Well, that's a little extra. You have a fetish then. You have a fetish then. You know what you're doing.
Not all over me.
Like all my partners have been straight men. Like in real relationships. Yeah. They like beautiful women. Like they have bad bitches all day.
You're a bad bitch.
I'm just a general. You know what I mean?
Well, can I ask you this? Yeah. Does it ever get to the point where they'll let you fuck them? Or no?
Depends. Okay. On the person.
Here it is, a picture of my pussy.
You do have a pussy. Let me see.
It's really pink. Especially for a Latina.
Oh, that's amazing.
It has a brown tint.
Oh, yeah, and look, right? I can't even, your asshole's so light, I can't even see it. Where is that thing?
I gotta ask you, is there a filter on this?
That's really, right? No, it's unfiltered. That's beautiful.
She is Valencia, she lied.
I don't want to offend anybody.
I'm sorry,
Coffee. You're not offending me at all.
That's a nice pussy.
We're over here on Jello shots.
I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Your pussy looks like a Jello shot.
Talking the mic.
Oh wow, it's beautiful,
right?
Beautiful. Yeah, I met this guy.
Okay,
white guy, very wealthy.
Look here,
I went out on a date with him a couple of times. So okay. we were intimate.
It's like candy.
He said something to me that kind of
she's
like
looking her own pussy on her phone.
Okay,
he said, you know, he went. I dirty talk all day. I'll have phone sex with you, and we'll never have sex.
Tell me what you say.
She doesn't look
anything
like she
that come to mind.
Right?
Yeah, give me an idea.
She
like, give me some examples.
I don't know. I'd be like, okay, so let me tongue kiss your dick. Something like
tongue
that.
Kiss your dick. Okay.
Yeah, like to get it going. So anyway, so we were sex talking, and he had said to me, "Well, I want to have sex with you, and I want you to penetrate my anal."
Okay, so let me tell you.
Does that make him gay?
Let me tell you something about men. Their G spot is in their anus.
Right.
They have a G spot.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's in their ass. Okay. So, I mean, a lot of guys that know their sex, like really know how to get themselves off and that are really self-explorative, know that they can, you can make a guy come by milking his prostate without even sucking his dick or
milking
anything.
Sounds crazy.
It right? Does. It does.
But you can. You can make them come without even.
And I talk about this on Lip Service too. Yeah. And the men love fingers in their ass.
Listen, I have one friend that every guy she sleeps with, she sticks her finger in his ass and she said it makes him come
way
harder.
Oh my God, I did watch your guys' interview with that Sydney chick.
Oh, you said
y'all were talking so nasty. I was like, I'm not doing that show. Them girls are crazy.
Well, you here, girl. You here.
I got tricked. Where's Lainey? Y'all are so funny. No, but their G-spot is in their rectum.
Okay.
And you can make them come just by learning how to play with that. It doesn't make them gay. What makes a guy gay is him liking men. Like right. real men, yeah. masculine, okay.
and
hairy
what
men.
I thought, but I yeah. wasn't sure. I was a little confused. That was the
Has
very
he ever been
time.
To jail?
How you really make a man go crazy as being open with anal play. My girlfriend that's like your friend that's the biggest slut, she calls it throwing Cheetos at the guy. She's like, I Cheetos that motherfucker. I'm like, what do you mean you Cheetos him? She's like, I licked his ass, I fingered it. And she's like, and it doesn't matter what bitch he's with, what he's doing, how gorgeous he is, she's not gonna do what I do. He's coming back to me. Right. And she's right. She got olive. She takes out neighborhood.
But why are guys so ashamed then to say that?
Because they're taught by society to be ashamed of that. They're taught that that is the expression of the masculinity. That's not the expression of a guy's masculinity. You can still get your ass whooped.
So they need to do an anal walk. These guys that like to get fucked in the ass and things, that they need an anal walk.
It doesn't mean like to get fucked either.
Just because I like fingers in my ass, that doesn't make me gay. Right.
As long as it's a woman's finger, a feminine finger in my ass. Let's do an anal walk for these guys.
I mean, I'm a professional person when it comes to sexuality. I know about sexuality.
You're near too long to be sticking no fingers in nobody's ass.
You just
ass.
Took the thought right from my head.
Right?
Yes.
You can't stick near your finger in nobody's ass with them nails.
That's why I kept mine short.
Right. Oh, definitely not.
Yeah.
I'm not with all that, though.
What do you guys think about eating a guy's butt? I've never done it.
You never did it to your own man?
Never. I don't want. But like, would can't you get E. coli? Like,
girl, please. No.
You like your butt eating, Justina? I could tell.
Yeah, I don't mind if you're down there. And you
so he's going to get E. coli from you.
My butt is very clean, honey. Especially after all this pineapple.
Well, first of all, nobody's eating dirty butt.
That's exactly. Okay.
In the moment, I mean.
In the moment.
I mean, if you, you know, if you guys just.
But you would eat your man's butt.
Honestly, I never have.
But would you? If he wanted you to.
You know what?
Yes, you would. You're a down ass bitch. You can just tell that you're down for whatever.
I'm a little dirty bitch, but I mean, you know, dirty like
make you dirty.
No, I'm not dirty like that. I just mean like freaky. But
you do anything for your man.
I feel like I would feel weird if you asked me to lick his butt.
But you would do it.
I don't know.
Right? She would do it and be like, "Damn, I feel weird." Afterwards, and then come on your show.
Yeah, I feel like they. I feel like they. What about your man in jail? Did he ever ask you to lick the booty?
Oh no, he's Puerto Rican. He if I even got next to that, right? He would drop
but see, the type of guys I like, I feel like they are too. Yeah, like if you
so
try
you
to go
think
go,
until you do it,
right?
Exactly. Wait till you're down there sucking his balls and then just lick a little, and then watch if he see if he opens up a little bit. Then you know, just go to town and just yours forever. He's yours forever.
Yeah. I can't lie. I've been with a few guys who, you know, they. I'll be down there sucking, and then it'll go to balls, and then to
and then
ass.
And that's when they do this with
the love knot.
You know, the guy does a little lift off,
you know, and then the finger goes. And I like to do it. I feel good about
you
it.
You were the perverted one that I was listening to on the show.
Yes.
You're the freaky one. She was talking about eating the guy's ass. You were talking about that on the thing with Sydney. I remember, and I was like, I'm scared of that girl. She's up there just telling all this stuff.
No, but. But you know, I have to admit, at this time in my life, I don't want to be with a lot of different people.
Exactly.
I want to be just
somebody
with one guy.
Right, you're most with.
So well, I'm gonna be single forever. I'm never getting married, and that's just what it's.
And
nobody's.
And then she's gonna meet somebody in 2 weeks.
It's gonna be different next week. Right. Okay,
next week I'm be like, and I'm sated.
That's what I do, man.
Is that how it always happens, though? You're like, I'm done with people.
Coffee, you were talking about your sex conversation and phone sex and all of that.
Oh, yeah.
And that is something that I wanted to touch on because, you know, sometimes in bed during sex, you don't want to be repetitive and say the same things over and over again. So what are some things that you can say during sex that will really turn a guy on?
Daddy.
Yes.
Daddy. Guys, I've been
gonna work on your ad-libs, yeah.
I feel like if you have enough time to be sitting up here coming up with the script, he is not fucking you right. You shouldn't even be able to say a damn word.
But really
should,
oh, I like talking.
Tongue.
I like
you
talking.
You should be speaking in tongues.
I like when he talks
me
to
too.
Me.
No, I like talking in bad.
Oh,
I like
when he talk to me.
I say like, damn, daddy. Damn, daddy, you got it. You know you got that good dick.
All I want to do is be able
give
to
me
cry.
That dick.
All I want to do is cry because it better be that good.
You
all
were crying. Like, baby, that dick is so good. You got me crying.
I think I moan more than I talk.
Right. But it's weird because I feel like you should talk somewhat during sex.
Agreed. If you don't, that's like weird.
Right. You gotta.
No, you
say,
should.
You gotta have some rap music in the back. Some Two Chainz.
But then sometimes,
get you going.
Do you ever say some shit and it sounds stupid and you be like, "The fuck am I saying?"
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, I'm so scared to have sex with somebody else that I'm gonna call them.
The
my
wrong
ex's
name.
Right. I'm so scared. I swear I am. I was just thinking about like having sex with, I'm not going to say who because he's going to get mad. Not Floyd. Floyd has like three girlfriends.
Why is he going to get mad? Why would a guy be mad that you were thinking about having sex with him?
Because he's one of my ex-boyfriends.
Okay.
And he told me specifically to stop talking about him on the radio.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God. Your baby daddy.
No.
Okay, sorry. Yes. Okay, go ahead.
She said yes.
But I swear I was so close to calling him over, but I was like, damn, I can't do it to him.
He has a girlfriend.
Yeah, no.
But fuck her.
No,
did you eat his butt?
It's not about his girlfriend, because I'm not talking about my baby father, Angela. Too.
Okay.
But but this guy does have a girlfriend, but, you know, I care about this guy, and I know I might call him.
Right, y'all have the a kid other guy together.
Name.
Yeah.
No, not the one I have the kid kidding. With, Angela.
So why don't you just pick up?
That means
yeah. Angela always, she gets me every time.
She had one Jello shot. Okay. That's all it takes.
But you know something? I think that we need to come up with a way, women in general, to do some type of research study on a man before you even sleep with them. Because my girlfriend called it
the dick facts. She invented a new thing called dick facts.
I need it.
I want girls to give reviews on your dick, how the sex was, who you slept with.
I met this guy who had the littlest dick ever. In fact, he had a 2-month-old baby's dick. And he pulled it out, and I was like,
why would he pull that out?
And you should have just walked away.
First of all, it was our second date. I did walk away.
I was going to say, did you suck
it? It was, hell no.
Oh, no.
It was our second date.
And I was wondering why this guy always gave me money. Like, every time I would come into the city, he would fill up my gas tank. He would give me like $200. Like, here, babe, take that.
He's like, in advance for this
little dick. In advance for this little dick. He was paying me off. Oh, my God. I'm 40 years
show
old.
Show us.
40 years on this earth, I have never seen a dick that
like, show give us a, like half your pinky.
I don't have, like this. It was like smaller than a Vienna sausage.
Like he was an amputee.
And he pulled it out like he had something like, yeah, baby, with his legs spread open.
Well, you gotta be, if it's that small, you have to have some confidence.
You better have some confidence. Right. You better have some confidence.
But why would he do
pull
that?
It out as a coward.
Trust somebody
right.
play with that.
So right. Did that make you never go out with
somebody
him again?
Play with that. Right. Like, that
I never
is
answered
wonderful.
His call
that's
again.
It.
And that's sad.
You never answered his call again, not even for some gas money?
No.
I feel like guys with little dicks, they should have like the strap on ready to go.
Need a scarlet letter.
You know what I mean?
Scarlet letter S, like small dick on his chest.
But what if you let him go down on you and he was like the best you ever had in your life?
I did let him go down on me.
See, I knew you did something.
I knew you did something.
I don't like you because you read people.
Ain't nobody tipping a bitch like that. You're going to do nothing. You're going to eat this ass.
And he did eat the pussy.
Before or after you saw it.
But he was not getting no ass, and that's just it. I was like, well, okay.
What would have been the point?
That would have been a good person to have anal with.
Yeah, I
it
guess.
Was. Somebody yeah, like right. me.
Yeah, I agree, I guess.
Even when you do anal, you want to have somebody that know what they're doing and have some real dick.
I don't want no big dick in my ass.
Right.
Oh, I don't want any.
That little one,
I
it makes
I wish
feel
I
like
could have a dick
I'm
in my ass.
Booty no,
no, good no, no. Yeah, a little thumb.
I like anal sex, obviously.
Right.
Listen, I wish I could like anal sex.
But you
sex.
Don't, do you mind having a big ass dick in your asshole? I can't
my
do it.
My ex-fiance had a big dick. He was a big dick.
Did he make you bleed?
At first, he was really rough with me because he was very aggressive, like in the bed. So it took me some time to get used to it. But once I got used to it, it was everything.
Did it make you shit? Because I've heard stories about girls shitting during anal sex.
If you shitting during anal sex, you did not douche your ass properly.
But what doesn't that make your bowels move?
Oh, wait. You can.
While
you
you're
could,
fucking.
You can douche your ass. How can you?
You use an enema.
Oh, well, you
at
know
home
what?
By yourself?
I don't never, think females
you
do that. My that. Gay guy friends do
females
enemas on their ass
enema
before
their
sex.
Booty?
I've never enemaed my ass.
And you done enema sex? You didn't wash your ass?
I've done it.
You
once.
Nasty. She's like, what if you shit on
none
him?
Of my girlfriend. Well, we
what
just,
if you shit on his dick?
Well, here's the
that's
thing.
That's embarrassing.
That's no,
well,
that's lubricant.
You better enema that ass.
Well, I mean, I shit on a guy's dick once.
Back up, Justina. You shit on a guy's dick once?
Well, if you don't enema your ass, of course you go shit on his dick.
Well, no, that only happened to me once. Not that I've had like a ton of anal sex.
So what
but
happened? How do you explain that? Is that embarrassing?
Well, he was my boyfriend, and I don't know why he decided to put it in my butt that day. But
I wasn't ready.
He took it out and it was like, you know, a little bit of shit.
It is
but
what it is.
He didn't care, but I was embarrassed.
If they're going right. to do it, they're taking a risk that you're going to shit.
I'm telling you right now, females do not know that butt game with the enema like you guys do. My gay guy friends, they all enema before they're
gay. Guys definitely get enema.
Every bitch girls what I know, before. They're enema in that
book. Yeah, but those are girls who are doing videos and shit. They know it's coming. A regular bitch, you don't know necessarily you're getting
it. I don't know any girls that get
but you don't know if you're going to be responsible during sex to do anal with the guy.
Or you just don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we have a
pussy.
You know, you have a pussy.
Today, make sure that you're going to enema your booty hole.
I have a question, a serious one. Do you schedule an appointment for enema? Or do you go
to CVS or Walgreens, you buy you a dollar or something enema, and you rinse that ass.
Right?
Is it sexy to let a guy give you an enema?
Hell no, girl, you about to be shitting.
How you gonna do anal sex without cleaning your booty?
I am the next guy that
if you douche your pussy before you fuck.
In 100 years, when I find me a new boyfriend,
100 years
next week, baby.
Right?
Maybe 2 weeks. I'm going to enema my ass. I want to get fucked in the ass. You know that.
I know. Stephanie, you've done it. Stephanie acted like you never did it.
I've done it and it was so painful.
You ain't bleaching that asshole not to get fucked in it.
Right.
No, I don't even bleach mine.
No, but my thing is, I like to record myself having sex with my boyfriend like on the iPhone. And I like for it to look really bright on mine, of course.
You guys like to pee.
I like for it to look good. I like for my pussy to look real nice.
Let me see a video.
My asshole look
the real picture was
nice.
Cool. But where's the video
she
at?
She probably has like DVDs and everything. She
no, I can't show
production.
The videos. He'll hear this when he comes out of jail. Be like, yo, why you showing everybody my business?
Oh, he must. I know that jail guy must got the good.
She sure mentioned him a lot, didn't she?
It is.
Well, Justina, you told us about shitting on a dick during anal sex. So for everybody else, what's the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to you during sex? The worst thing?
I would think that would have to be the worst thing you could ever do.
That was the most embarrassing thing for me.
I'm assuming that for Justina, that was the most embarrassing thing.
Actually, it's a little worse, but I don't want to get more disgusting.
No, what?
We'll
what
was
the rest? You have to.
Well, all right. Well, so, you know, when he took his dick out, I was like, a little bit of shit, but it wasn't like brown shit.
It was green.
Too much iron.
Well, good for you for juicing and taking
girl,
your vegetables.
Girl, I don't know. Well, that wasn't a very...
She was like...
I wasn't very healthy at that, but I don't know what it was. Yeah, that shit was like some toxicity just coming out of my body.
Or maybe you had one of those. Did you have a McDonald's wrap? Because sometimes they dye the lettuce green and it makes the shit
girl,
green.
Girl, I don't know what it was, but it was like embarrassment on top of embarrassment.
Wow.
So, you know.
So green shit on his dick.
Right.
Okay.
But he was my boyfriend at the time, so it was
what did he say?
All good.
He was just, we were just kind of both like, I think we just looked at it and
shit
I was like,
happens.
Let me give you some more
words.
Yeah, shit happens, literally. It was pretty disgusting.
Mia, what's the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to you during sex?
The whole fucking world finding out who I was fucking. That'd be the most embarrassing thing about anything with sex, yeah.
Okay. All right.
For me,
come on with it.
Come on, let's hear
she's
this.
She's got a few.
It was when her booty hole was brown. It wasn't bleached yet.
No. It wasn't bleached yet at this time. I was kind of amateur. I felt amateur at this time. I was sucking a dick, a big black dick, and
a
I was really enjoying it. And I threw up on it.
Ooh. Well, that can happen.
But I swallowed it right back up.
Good for you. You are a trooper.
Instead of letting it go on him, I just swallowed it up.
You are and a trooper, Stephanie. Like, high five.
He was like,
that's dedication.
So he knew that you threw up?
Yes. He was God. Oh. He was like, baby, can you do that again? And I was like, that's the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to me in my life.
Was he shoving your head down there? Was that why?
It was his fault because he probably made you deep throat it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I loved, you know, I liked deep throating.
Right.
Oh.
Maybe
that was the most embarrassing thing.
Maybe it's like swimming. You have to digest before you like go swimming. You should digest. Was it like right after you ate?
Yeah, we had just women to dinner.
That's what it was.
All that good food.
And I was
paid for it. And threw it up on his dick.
But I swallowed it all back up because I didn't want it to get on him. And I wasn't sure how it was going to smell because vomit stinks.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
it
doesn't taste good either.
No.
And it was horrible. So I swallowed it all back up. And he was like, and I stopped.
Steffi's
and I was like,
a giver.
I stopped and I was like, I was breathing like, babe, I'm so sorry.
Did he know you threw up or did he think it just got really wet?
No, he felt it. And he was like, don't be sorry. Can you do that again?
Oh my God.
It must have felt good.
You're like, no, I would rather not throw up on your dick and have to eat it again.
Right.
Thanks.
So that was the most embarrassing thing. I think about that too. I'm careful about it today.
Today.
You got to digest for 20 minutes.
What was the most embarrassing thing that happened to you during sex?
I just farted.
and it was so loud.
Was it stank?
Did it stink?
Yes. It was like. It wouldn't stop. It wouldn't stop. It was like a drum.
It was a long, drawn out fart. Oh, the stank.
I can't.
What did he say?
He didn't care. He did not.
I never farted during sex.
He laughed. I'm sure I have.
I've queefed.
Oh, but don't be. Yeah, I think we've. I think we all have queefed.
I haven't farted yet.
Let me tell you, I haven't.
You just have to say it's a queef.
Right, unless it stinks.
You're like, damn, that big dick coming out with that air. I guess I had a queef. Right. Make him feel good.
But don't feel bad because my ex-boyfriend, his ex-girlfriend, he said, because she had like a sickness, she said one time he was hitting it from the back and she like sharded on him.
Woo!
Ooh,
that's disgusting. Yeah. And I crack jokes on him every chance I get.
I'd be like,
also, have you spoken to Shardy?
did he finish?
Shardy?
No, he didn't finish. They were so embarrassed. She ran to the bathroom and he's just there like.
And shit leaves like a stench. Like yeah. If shit gets on something, like that stench does not go away. You have to like wash it.
And she went in the bathroom and he wanted to clean showers. Himself. So he's knocking on the door and he's like, can I get in the bathroom? And she's like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that.
See, that's when you have to be like, yeah, your big dick just made me shart.
Yeah, you just have to.
And make him feel good. This never happened to me before.
I had to break it to y'all, but when a guy's fucking, he does not care what goes on as long as he busts a nut.
Right.
He doesn't care if you farted. If
you shit on his dick, it might stop the erection.
Yeah. And he didn't come. He told me about it. He didn't come.
Right. Because what's she going to do? She shit on your dick and she's supposed to suck it after that?
And he said that.
And she's nasty.
He said that he had to clean himself in the kitchen sink. I was like, oh, you're so
nasty.
So
then he got shit in the kitchen sink.
I was like, I'm going to tell your mother.
He lived with
what
his mom?
You did in a house that he had an apartment in his mother's house, and then the other apartment was his sister's. You know,
ooh, like, he got shit on his mom's fine china.
Like, really?
He got shit in his mom's plumbing.
No, but right. He said that this girl had a problem where sometimes she would shit on herself, like she would be walking home from work.
What?
She probably had like
loose bowels.
Yeah.
Yes, and she didn't even like anal. Well, I told
what,
them
was
that's
it
the worst girlfriend you ever had in your life. I crack jokes on him every single
time. If it was anal, probably would have been like a bomb. He's lucky that it was just a little shart.
It was a shart.
Loose booty.
He said it splattered on him.
Y'all are so crazy. I have done so many like men's shows where the men just talk crazy. Y'all outdo them.
No.
Y'all outdo the dudes.
Like, everybody's just telling honest stories. That's all.
It's a good thing, though. Like, y'all are...
Men won't tell, like, an embarrassing story about themselves the same way, like, a female will, I feel like, you know? Yeah. Men don't want to like embarrass themselves,
especially when you're like a pretty girl. It's like, so what? You still want me?
You know this pussy's still good.
You know I still got this good pussy. So
right.
Well, I want to thank y'all for coming through, Mia. Thank you so much for being our guest, Mia Isabella. We appreciate you for being so open and honest. Of course, Kavi. Thank you for our shots. You know that's what got us all drunk.
Oh God,
the
shots are dangerous. She was right.
Thank you for having me. You're most welcome.
So if you ever want to do anal, just get some of these.
Right. I'm going to take some for the road.
Justina, these shots made you cheat, right?
I mean, last time, yeah. And I haven't had them since then.
All right.
I'm in trouble.
Who's fucking tonight?
Okay.
But Justina, Valentine, plug, you know, so everybody knows where they can find you too.
Thank you so much, boo, for having me. And so the brand new single's out with Fetty Wap. It's called Candyland. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, all that, being ratchet.
We gotta get our picture too.
Right,
Jersey
Brethren. Okay. It's Justina Music, Justina Music. And just thank you for having me, boo.
And Mia, where can people find you?
The Mia Isabella, Themia Isabella, Instagram, Twitter, my site, mia-isabella.com. And you can, of course, Google me and find out everything.
Coffee?
Coffee's Jellabar, www.coffeesjellabar. My Instagram is Coffee's Jellabar, and so is my Facebook.
Stephanie, we know you already.
Yeah, you can find me on lip service.
In the anal bleaching aisle.
Yeah.
And if anybody needs advice on anal bleaching, you can find me on Instagram, Stephanie_Santiago.
We're going to get you an endorsement.
Watch.
With your face on it, like, right? I bleach my asshole.
This is the best anal bleach in the world.
Well, thank y'all so much. I hope y'all all go home and try something new tonight.
Okay.
That's all we ask.
I'm bleaching my ass tonight.
I might try it too.
No, I'm telling you, it's called Amazing Anal Bleach. Google it. It's from LA. They send it to you.
Okay.
Everybody try something. I'm trying somebody's dick.
Oh, you are going
to
tonight?
No, I don't want to do that.
Really? I'm jealous. I want to try. Oh, God. I want to have sex so bad.
Don't forget to go to poprageous.com today and get 20% off your first order and free U.S. shipping. All you have to do is go to Poprageous, where they specialize in leggings that are both stylish and functional. They offer hundreds of different styles inspired by art and pop culture, including designs like the Oregon Trail, PDX Carpet, Pac-Man, Emojis, Tetris, and many more. So cute. Check out poprageous.com. That's P-O-P-R-A-G-E-O-U-S.com. And use code Angela at checkout for 20% off your entire first order and free shipping. Lip service. Yeah.